welcome to episode 21 of Chimp Out Radio. I am your host, Mr. DJ Stupnig. Joining me and Birdman in the studio tonight from the forums of chimpout.com, your friend and mine, Justin Iger, is with us tonight. Stay tuned also later in the show for reading tonight's top 10 list is none other than Chimp Out Radio pioneer Nut Nice himself will be with us for a little bit. We're going to try out a few new things tonight. We're going to have a lot of fun. So, Chimpians, grab your favorite beverage. Pack yourself a big fat bowl. Do whatever it is that you do to get in the mood. Because one full hour of Chimp Out Radio starts now.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio!
Welcome to Chimp Out Radio, episode 21. I am your host, Mr. DJ Stupnig. With me, as always, my esteemed co-host, Birdman.
Hey, DJ, how you doing? The last show turned out really well. I was quite humored by it, especially thank you for, you know, the whole post-production thing. You know, I don't hear the songs that go into the recorded shows that we do, so I finally get to listen to the whole thing after we're done, after it's done, and now I got this cheated my dick song stuck in my
suck head. A cheetah's dick by Wesley Willis.
Suck my cheetah dick.
It's a catchy
dick
tune. You know, he's got another song that has your name in it. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, I have a feeling I'll be hearing from that soon.
We might be cutting to that in a minute. You never know. But
so you've got quite an interesting life there, DJ. You've been invited to a bachelor party, or you went to a bachelor party. What's the deal with that?
Yeah, I went to a bachelor party, and for the most part, it was groid-free. But, like, for the first hour, there was about 72, maybe 75-year-old fucking nigger was there. And he pretty much just sat down and slobbered on himself for the most part. But they had this pitcher of ice, right, and tongs so that you could serve yourself some ice without actually touching it. Well, the fucking nigger just decides he wants ice, and he put both of his monkey paws into the pitcher and scooped up like two handfuls of ice and then dumped them in his glass and then just walked off. And all the humans that saw it were just mortified. And so the human host was smart enough and observant enough to see that and immediately whisk away the pitcher and come out with a fresh one. But I just
if I saw that happen myself, you know, I'd be drinking warm screwdrivers all night.
But the crazy thing is, I know that he saw those tongs because he paused for a second, thought about it, and then went, fuck it. He just put both of his hands in there and just pulled out the fucking ice, man. It was sick. Really
cool. You know, oil and water don't mix anyway, so you're liable to have a couple of chunks of oil floating around in your glass there.
What that was? Wow. Now I'm feeling sick. But, you know, typical bachelor parties, you know, there's usually some guys doing guy stuff. You know, we had cigars and, you know, there's a lot of whiskey there and, you know, strippers and
nice. Well, you had strippers. You should have invited KFC. He would have made the trip from Canada all the way down there just to see the strippers, mind you.
He probably knows them. They probably got a ride with him. But I don't know if the Chimpians that are listening to this have ever been to a strip club, but they have these table dances. And a table dance, if you don't know that, is when a really beautiful girl comes up to you and you give her, like, I don't know, $5 or whatever.
And hey, Chuck.
Your wedding ring and everything that you have of value. And she'll say, do you want to do a table dance? You know, and then the table dance is like she'll come up to your table and she'll just, you know, like do this really seductive thing in front of you. But, you know, I was so naive. Right, they have these tiny little tables that you sit at, and they're not like dinner tables because they don't serve food. They're just tiny little tables, about maybe a foot and
basically,
a half.
Basically enough to hold an ashtray and a candle.
Pretty much, yep. And you know, like just enough for you to like sit your beer down or whatever. Right? Okay. So this woman comes up to me and she goes, "Would you like me to do a table dance?" And I looked at the table and I said, "Do you think there's enough room?" I thought she was actually going to get on the table and then do it with her.
Birdman caught me on his property. He saw me trespassing his real estate. He reached in his pocket for a pistol. He came after me and pistol whipped my behind. Birdman kicked my ass. Birdman kicked my ass. Birdman kicked my ass. Birdman kicked my ass. Birdman beat me to a pulp. He gave me a yell down Warhead right. He told me that he was going to kill me if I don't get off his real estate. He gave me 5 minutes to get in my Bronco and hit the rookie road. Birdman kicked my ass. Birdman kicked my ass. Birdman kicked my ass. Birdman kicked my ass. At 10 o'clock p.m., I drove my Bronco back to Birdman's real estate. I jumped over his fence at the dark. I picked up a brick and shot at Birdman's window pane. Birdman sighted me doing it and reached for his pistol. Suddenly, I jumped back in my Bronco and took off like O.J. Simpson. Birdman kicked my ass! Birdman kicked my ass! Birdman kicked my ass! Birdman kicked my ass! Rock over London, rock over Chicago, Heinz is America's favorite ketchup.
And that was Birdman Kicked My Ass by famed, brilliant, nigger genius, Wesley Willis. Tonight we're going to bring in somebody new on Chimp Out Radio. Actually, he's not new to Chimp Out Radio or new to Chimp Out whatsoever. He's one of the founding members and one of the first 10 people to sign up. He has been a valued member and has had over 2,400 posts on chimpout.com, and he is the originator of the magazine thread, which has had over 17,000 hits. Justin Iger. Let's see if we can bring him up. Can you hear me, Justin?
Yeah, I can.
Awesome. How are you doing tonight?
Doing great.
Good deal.
Hey, man.
This isn't your first time, though, is it, Justin?
No, the last time I got invited, I was heading out to vacation, so it didn't work out.
Yeah, it didn't work. Me and Nutnice tried really hard to get him on, but he went on vacation and off to the, probably the gay bar or something like that. So.
Exactly.
Welcome to the show, man.
Thanks. Yeah, I finally made it on. It's good to be here.
Well, we're glad you're with us, Justin. Tell me, how long have you been a member of Chimp Out?
Since the very beginning. I think I was number 7.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you beat my ass in here, didn't you?
Just barely.
Did you use that screen name of yours in the past with another site?
Yeah, actually, I was on another forum with that username, and it seemed to be popular, so I went ahead and stuck with it.
Right?
So everybody would know who I was.
You mean the other forum?
The other one, yeah.
Are those guys still around?
I have no idea. Yeah, I was banned for talking about a nigger lover that came to a barbecue, so I figured that wasn't the place for me.
Right.
Yeah, they're kind of paranoid over there anyways, but we won't delve too much into that.
I agree.
Our nation's capital was once a beautiful city, proud and fair,
proud and fair.
Now it's 99% niggers, half a slum, and they had this nigger mayor.
Well, his name was Marion Barry, but he had to be sacked. 'Cause they called him on videotape, the mayor of D.C., smoking crack.
Smoking crack.
Oh, you can take the bunny out of the jungle, but you can't take the jungle out of the jungle bunny. Jungle bunny.
You can put a monkey in a monkey suit, call him the mayor, it'll just be funny.
'Cause you can take the bunny out of the jungle, but you can't take the jungle out of the jungle bunny.
Jungle bunny. Just look at O.J. Simpson, a millionaire, leading a life of luxury. We held everything civilized man wants, still succumb to savagery.
Savagery.
Just like a bloodthirsty Zulu in Africa,
he slit their throats.
All the niggers in America loved it, cause he got away with the murdering white folks.
Murdering the white folks. You can take the bunny out of the jungle, but you can't take the jungle out of the jungle bunny. The jungle bunny.
You can put a monkey in a monkey suit, call him bear, just be funny.
Ha! Funny. Cause you can take the bunny out of the jungle, but you can't take the jungle out of the jungle bunny.
The jungle bunny. Just look at Mike Tyson, the dominant silverback gorilla.
One to fear. One to fear.
Hell, he even bit off another nigger boxer's ear.
What do you got to do to get kicked out of boxing?
Give him millions and he still rapes Miss Nigger America. Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Black America. And goes to jail. They'll always revert to their savage jungle ways without fail.
Without fail. You can take the bunny out of the jungle, but you can't take the jungle out of the jungle bunny. The jungle bunny.
You can put a monkey in a monkey suit, call him mayor, just be funny.
Or he can represent
Chris Renegar. But you can take the bunny out of the jungle, but you can't take the jungle out of the jungle bunny.
Oh, the jungle bunny.
Cause you can take the bunny out of the jungle, but you can't take the jungle out of the jungle bunny.
Jungle bunny.
Anyways.
Yeah, so Birdman, you got news for us tonight, don't you?
Yes, this is classic TNB right here. We always bring the classic TNB to the show. Nigger serial rapist gets 252 years in prison, or nigger college for that matter.
Right, he's going for his advanced degree there.
You know, he will die in prison, so that means he will have a doctorate in nigger college.
Is that the terminal degree, I suppose?
Yeah, you have to die in prison to get your doctor. Except 252 years plus two life terms for North Bay serial rapist Victor Lamar Davis. Serial rapist Victor Lamar Davis was sentenced in Solano County Superior Court Friday afternoon to 252 years to life.
Whichever's so, greater, you know.
Yeah, whichever.
Whichever comes
happens.
First.
Yeah.
What
you
is
never
the
know what yeah? technology can do.
That's amazing. Bionic niggers, man. They live to be 200-300 years.
Oh, I bet he's sitting in his prison cell right now saying, Lordy, Lordy, I'm going to be living forever. I'll be living 252 years and shit. Don't
right.
say.
I got to beat this rap. I got to survive it. So I can go out and break.
Yeah, there's always hope for the, you know, when he finally exhausts his appeals after 45 years and figures out that he's going to be there until he dies, then maybe he'll get depressed, but he's probably cheesing right now because he's getting three hots and a cot.
Yeah. You know, I think it would take about 45 years for a nigger to do the math to,
yeah,
to figure out that they're not going to live that long.
Yeah, they really are that stupid, aren't they?
They really are that stupid, yes.
Well, justice was served. He won't ever see the outside of a prison. The victims feel some justice was done and are very relieved, Deputy District Attorney Krishna Abrams said Friday afternoon. Davis, 27, it took him that long? I mean, usually they're doing, like, consecutive life sentences by the time they're, like, 14?
He's a slacker.
Yeah, he's a slacker. He's
a slow learner.
Underachiever, even by nigger standards.
Yeah, he's not a hard worker at all as far as nigger standards go.
Yeah.
Was found guilty in August of 40 of the 53 counts of rape filed against him.
53. Wow. I wonder how many of those were humans and how many were animals.
Yeah.
How many were Ottomans?
I don't know. Maybe the ACLU is fouling offenses for furniture now, because it seems that niggers like to rape furniture too.
Yeah.
But 53 counts filed against him in connection with the sexual assaults, burglaries, robberies, and false imprisonments, which means he kidnapped some.
Yeah.
I just hope they were all she-boons, really.
I'm sure he didn't do nothing.
he was a good boy.
Yeah, it's kind of like Luther. I didn't do nothing. Abrams said after the verdicts last month that DNA evidence in those three cases was lacking. What? We believe his MO was the same, but we understand why it was not proved beyond a reasonable doubt. Abrams, a typical defense attorney, I guess.
Yeah.
Or was that the prosecutor? I don't know. But it doesn't matter. He's going to be in prison for the next 252 years. I mean, his rotting corpse will be on the back lawn of the prison in a casket somewhere.
And I'm sure we'll still be paying for it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. Site maintenance and all that nice stuff.
Well, at least he'll smell better after he's dead.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. They always smell better when they're dead. In addition to the Vacaville assaults, jurors also convicted Davis of sexually assaulting two women in San Anselmo in Marin County. The charges from both counties were tried in Solano County Superior Court. So basically, he was being tried in two different courts at the same time for all the shit that he's done. It wasn't at the same time. Davis was sentenced to more than 45 years for the San Anselmo offenses, so that means he was already in prison when he was convicted for 252 years or whatever. He was found not guilty of robbing another San Anselmo woman. I guess they were trying to cut him some slack. Got to be nice to the nigger on some aspects.
Sure, they saved him 5 years.
The Marin County cases in 2007 led to Davis's arrest in San Diego in December of 2007. San Rafael police found his vehicle near Tara Linda apartment where two women were attacked. He left his car at the apartment. How perfect is that? Vacaville and San Rafael police investigated the sexual assaults and identified Davis as a suspect. The charges and special enhancements against Davis included rape, sexual assault, oral copulation, assault with a deadly weapon, digital penetration, false imprisonment, aggravated kidnapping, burglary, sexual battery, criminal threats, robbery, and the use of a gun. I mean, this guy is an overachiever right here.
And niggers finally get into the digital age.
I mean, I can guarantee you right now that what's that fucking rapper? Ludacris is writing a rap song about him right now. He is that special in the nigger community.
Well, I'm sure they'll be erecting a statue to him on MLK Boulevard.
Oh, yeah, of course. You know?
But, you know, the Jews got all, you know, they didn't want, when that Jesus movie came out, you know, the Jews didn't want people to see it because, you know, they felt, you know, everybody blames the Jews for killing Christ. And then the Jews try to pass it off on the Romans. You know, I'm one of the few people that believes it was the blacks. I'm working on an open letter and it goes like this. Guess what, Martin Luther King? I had a fucking dream, too. I had a dream that I was in my living room. It wasn't my living room, but it was like playing my living room in the dream. And I walked through to the backyard, and there's a pool. And as I'm diving in, there's a shark coming up from the water with braces. So maybe you're not so fucking special. Martin Luther King. Yeah. I want to be the first comic ever to shit on Martin Luther King. People only talk about the good things. They don't mention he was a litter bug. He'd roll up all the windows and lock them and fart in the car with the heat up. While his family suffered, and he would laugh.
We have a new feature here on Chimp Out Radio, or we call it Love Letters. Birdman, can you explain to the champions what that means?
As I said in the last episode, real quick, is love letters is what nigger trolls, wiggers, coal burners, enablers, and all people that love niggers, including niggers themselves, write into the forum every single day on our guest forum. And, you know, they're even uppity enough to send letters to our administrators, which they really quickly laugh at, and to our server. And believe me, our server laughs at them, too.
Yeah. Who wouldn't? They're funny.
I mean, we wouldn't, you know... We are such a great forum because we're protected every way. I mean, no matter how hard you try, you can't bring us down. And we might be kind of cocky with that, but you know what? You know, everybody and everything that we got working for us is working out for us. And, you know, we've been threatened to be sued by a nigger, what, 242 times or something like that, Justin?
Yeah.
I mean, Justin, you've seen the mod forum yourself. I mean, we've been threatened to be sued so many times, it isn't even funny.
I've received personal emails myself, and I'm always impressed at their use of the cap locks key.
Damn, I almost spit my beer out on that one. Okay, our first one comes from, you know, I just kind of copied and pasted them, so I don't get any names. I get a few names here, but not many. This website is absolutely ridiculous. The amount of hate resonating from this specific edge of the internet is absolutely unbelievable. With that being said, I am a black man in real life. Oh, really? Are you?
In real life?
I mean, okay, his spelling and punctuation are perfect. I really think this is a liberal here. I really think this is some unwashed hippie. I enjoy all the same things you white people do. I am a normal, beautiful person, and you should respect me, just like you should respect all the other blacks. With that being said, I am not giving you a second chance. This website is proof enough to get the headmaster in jail, so he's from England, obviously.
Yeah.
Or at least fined for inciting racial hatred with violence. Hey, guess what? We're not an English site. I mean, we have English members that are proud English members, but we are not an English site. We are run in a very special place. Maybe America, maybe Argentina, who knows?
And we have rules against violence. We are not a hate site. Anybody who calls anything that's violent is probably going to get banned.
Well,
yeah.
Headmaster? I mean, he must be from Africa. Sounds Nigerian.
Oh. Well, yeah. Well,
do we have to send him a check for $50,000?
Exactly.
A lot of those niggers from England like to try to speak like they're British, and they try to act British, but they're still niggers.
Oh, yeah.
There's really no two ways about it. And they, you know, we get so many threats of, oh, we're going to sue you, or your forum leader should be in jail, or, you know.
Well, their hand's always out, you know, give me that.
Yeah. Like I said, we've been threatened to be sued about 250,000 times, so. On to the next one. And this one's real short. The name of this one, this poster, who actually, I think, tried to sign up for the forum, the best black bitch you will ever intro. Oh, by the way, we get a lot of great intro posts from niggers, you know. They sign up and they leave their intro post and they get banned right away. But all human races are allowed except niggers. I am the picture of God. ... Black. Banned. Yeah, as soon as he said black, he was pretty much banned. So, okay, next one. So what? Okay, this is an Ebonics here, so bear with me. So what's with the hate that, quote, you people have with black folks? It is 2008. Well, let's see. Any comments on that one, guys?
Well, for one thing, it's not 2008, it's 2009. That's the first indication that we're dealing with a fucking nigger.
Yeah, I think I plucked that one off this year.
He's also behind the times.
Yeah, that's yeah. We talk about slow nigger. That one's living in the past.
Oh, this one's perfect. Oh, you guys are going to love this one. I am white, and I am ashamed of being white because of you people. You blindly attack. Now, believe me, this guy is sitting in his living room right now with candles burning in the lotus position, singing Give Peace a Chance.
Oh, I can smell the patchouli through the internet, I'm telling you.
Of course. Yeah. You blindly attack people not knowing that they are just as intelligent as you.
Wrong.
Or if given the chance. Have you ever heard of the bell curve? Also, newspapers are biased. That's the reason why blacks seem to commit more crimes.
Oh, it's just a big lie.
They're 13% of the population and commit 40% of the crime. If niggers are smart at anything, it's...
It's the newspapers that are biased, yeah.
How's the best way to be in prison? Most of the time, black people are committing crimes because of racists like you forced them to.
I
went down the nearest black man in Pittsburgh and said, hey, you know what? I'm a racist, and you should commit crime.
In fact, I'm forcing you to do it.
I mean, how ridiculous are these liberals? I mean,
yeah.
For God's sake. I mean, I got three fucking paragraphs here.
Well, 40% of the niggers are in jail because of us white racists.
Sure
it's because we called the cops. It's all our fault.
Well, yeah, when they're driving by and ringing shots out, and, you know, they usually don't hit much of anything because they can't aim. But they are – okay, so this liberal is basically an enabler. They are so frustrated with the injustice in this country, and as a result, they end up using violence to fight injustice and opposition, unfortunately, in parentheses. If you had read the news just a few weeks ago, an innocent, caring black man named Sean Bell was shot down for no reason other than that he's black by a bunch of racist white cops. Come on, people now. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together and try to love one another right now. Okay. All black leaders promote peace, like Martin Luther King, Al Sharpton, and Obama. They are my heroes, and I thank them for their words. So...
It goes on after this?
Yes, it does.
Did you write a fucking book or what?
I am proud to say that I sent my sons in... Oh, I remember this one. This was from a while back. I am proud to say that I sent my sons and daughters to a mostly black school, to which they'll be shot.
and that buried them in a mostly black cemetery.
Yeah. So... They won't turn into one of idiots like you.
God.
My children are going to learn and accept black culture, learn about their heritage. What heritage? They're not learning about their white heritage, are they? No, they're learning about how to love niggers.
CSD is a great teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah, reality is a great teacher. I tell you, that's what...
You know, I only hope this guy that wrote in was really serious about it, and I really hope that he sends his kids to a nigger school and they join Chimp Out as soon as they turn 16 or 18 or whenever the hell they feel like it.
Yeah, we welcome them with open arms.
That's right.
Oh, believe me, I mean, depending on how old they are, you know, if they have to deal with going to a black school, they will be Chimp Out members in the future.
Or they'll end up either dead or as wiggers. Now, can you imagine the joy this idiot would have if their white kids went to a black school that they sent them to and came back home talking like fucking Eminem? You know, with the head on backwards and all that stupid shit. And they say, oh, I'm so proud of you. What a fucking retard.
You know, they value diversity.
Oh, yeah. These douchebags really need to learn, but they're so brain-dead and indoctrinated that they don't.
You imagine Thanksgiving dinner at that house?
It'd be like chitlins and fucking collard greens.
Yeah.
You got to be keeping it real and shit.
But I got to read
right,
the
baby. What, that instead of like serving punch, they'd be serving 40 ounces of malt liquor.
maybe some grape drink.
That's right, baby.
You gotta value my diversity.
They probably celebrate Kwanzaa in that guy's house.
I gotta finish the rest of this dribble. So
you have to?
Yes, I do, because it's so fucking funny.
Okay.
My children are going to learn and accept black culture, learn about their meaning black heritage, and make nice, meaningful, helpful black friends.
How are they going to do that? There's no such thing. Are they going to befriend the Easter Bunny while they're at it, too? I mean, fuck.
They are going to grow up loving our African Americans as much as me, because we are all family.
We are family.
Even our white heritage leads back to Africa. Oh, that old lie.
An Easter Bunny.
Yeah, they claim that white people came from Africa, too. So, I had six black friends. He says, I had six black friends, and they are always nice to me. My doctor is black, too, and he's kind and does things better than most white people.
Oh, yeah, they got a black doctor. I think he's slipping on some kind of weird Gencom drug.
Is this guy on acid?
Yeah, delirious.
Is he on acid? I mean, he took time out of his day to write this to us. True that there are criminals in the black community, no shit.
Yeah, just a couple of them, that's all.
Yeah, it sometimes give them a bad name. Oh. I was even mugged once, and you still didn't learn?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, this guy is like 100% douchebag central.
Hope he was begging for it.
Yeah. Because he's an evil white person who forced those people to mug him.
Well, yeah, it was his fault that he got mugged. Because
it was his duty.
But even then, I don't hate blacks because I know they are victims of injustice and racism. Oh, yeah. As for you saying that blacks have low IQ or education, know that blacks were enslaved for over 200 years. Our government was biased against them. The teachers in their schools were also biased. They intentionally give hardworking black students a bad grade just because they were black. Black kids were also likely to get picked on by white kids and teachers. I'm about to fucking puke here. For Christ's sake, I mean, how? This guy's a fucking idiot. Get off my screen. I'm done. Anyways, let's move on to the next one. Happy, happy.
That's right.
This guy left an intro. He actually bothered signing up. Hillbilly Fuckface.
That's actually a pretty good screen name. He could have gone far at Chipout with that one.
That was his screen name?
Yeah.
Nice.
I kind of like it. Hillbilly Fuckface.
Well, this is for all you scum, racist, Bryn dead Yankee pricks. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Yeah, it's the fucking hillbilly. But yeah, they always got to mention that white people fuck their sisters and live in trailer parks and all that.
Right, well, I fucked my sister in the trailer park. And I'm proud of it. Anyway, this is from the song Cigarette Spread created by Gallagly. Check it out.
Some couple cool street pacing on the street in town. Drove up next to both those niggas with my windows down. Shouted out some monkey noises at the Congolese. And when they chimped, I got my cell phone and dialed up the police. Calling the law, calling the law. 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 So much for our nation's future, niggas all around. Might as well enjoy some chimp out, make them bounce around. Short of lynching every nigga, that's all we can do. So when you see some niggas, you should do the same thing too. Calling the law, calling the law. 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 calling the law, 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 calling the law.
And that came from the song's Niggerized thread. Special thanks goes out to Gallaglee for his lyrical genius. And if you think you can sing better than that guy, private message me, DJ Stupnig. You could find your voice on Chimp Out Radio.
You're listening to Birdman.
Birdman.
Birdman and DJ.
The Briarwood Mall is pleased to announce its Columbus Day sale.
Yeah, right, just what we need, another Columbus Day sale.
No, 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 this is a true Columbus Day sale, the kind the famed explorer himself would have held.
How so?
Well, everyone arrives at the Briarwood Mall before 9 a.m. on Columbus Day will receive a small flag. Just stick it in the ground, declare the mall in the name of Spain, walk right in, and take whatever you like.
Really?
And that's not all. Feel free to enslave mall employees to help you carry the goods back out to your car, just like the real Columbus.
Wow.
Threaten to dismember them if they fail to return with enough gold from Schifrin Williams, located on the lower concourse, a jewelry tradition since 1934.
But what about
security? Don't worry, they're totally unarmed and easily overcome by childhood illnesses. We expect the chief of security will be killed off by noon, then other guards will likely help you to put down attempts by other mall employees to stop you.
Now that's what I call a Columbus Day sale.
But remember, these terms only apply to those who arrive before 9 a.m. Those who arrive afterwards could find themselves in the same position as mall employees.
That does it. I'm going to be at the Briarwood Mall by 9 a.m. to take part in the true Columbus Day sale.
And don't forget to stop by our tobacconist shop on the mezzanine level before you go.
Nigger.
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 Nigger. Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger. Nigger.
Nigger. Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger. Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger. Nigger.
Nigger. Nigger. Nigger. Nigger.
Nigger. Nigger. Nigger.
Nigger. Nigger. Nigger. Nigger. Nigger. Nigger. Nigger. Nigger. Nigger. Nigger. Nigger.
She did what? Oh, no.
She ran off with another guy. She didn't even say goodbye. She'll never find a love like mine or bigger. She took the TV and the stereo. She wrote a check for all my dough. But to top it off, she ran off with a nigger. She ran off with a nigger, a 6'8" buck. He's got a pink mark IV with his name on the door. And all I can say is, well, fuck, crying out loud, why'd you do me this way? If I had a gun, I'd pull the trigger. She took my car that I just paid for and ran off with a nigger. It really came as no surprise. I guess I saw it in her eyes. I knew that it would happen, and it did. My pappy said, I told you so. She broke my heart, and now I know I never should have married that black little bitch anyway. She ran off with a nigger, a 6'8" buck. He's got a pink mark IV with his name on the door. And all I can say is, well, fuck, crying out loud, why'd you do me this way? If I had a gun, I'd pull the trigger. She took my car that I just paid for and ran off with a nigger. Oh, she broke my heart and tore me apart when she ran off with a nigger.
Joining us tonight for the top 10 list is none other than Chimp Out Radio founder, Mr. Nut Nice, is with us tonight. How you feeling, Nut Nice?
Doing great, guys. Really glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you back for the top 10 list. And Birdman, what is our top 10 topic for this week?
Top 10 items you would find in a nigger Sal's purse.
Okay, not nice.
This ought to be pretty good.
This ought to be a good one. Okay, number 10.
Shoplifted hair straightening products.
Number 9.
A lead lining.
That's got to be Brewski's.
Yeah.
Number 8.
Part of her weave that fell out.
Oh! Number 7.
Wait a second, that's not a Sal's purse. That's your wife's purse.
Number 6.
A half-eaten ghetto lobster sandwich.
Yeah. Oh, Lordy.
That's some good shit.
Number 5.
A race card.
A race card.
Yeah. Pretty obvious.
Yeah. Number 4.
Nothing that it earned.
Number 3.
Pictures of his 12 children and numbers of 4 to 7 baby daddy sus pooks.
Number 2.
The evidence she's hiding that would convict her baby daddy.
That could be anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to know.
Yeah. And the number 1 item found in a Sal's purse is
your credit card.
Oh!
Why leave anything on your front lawn, under your porch, on the side of the highway where you can store all that stuff my way down here at Jones Big Ass Truck Rental and Car Storage?
I don't think y'all understand me when I tell you I store anything. What's in this box? I don't know. It's not my business. Briefcase full of fake money. Not my business. This fan used to oscillate. It don't oscillate no more. Oscillated. All gone. Right here at Jones Big Ass Warehouse and Storage Facility Truck Rental. Your mother-in-law kind of skinny. I can fold it up, put it on my back on a bicycle, and bring it down on this motorcycle. Come on down here and bring all you got that you don't want. PVC valve. Beads, please.
CDs from your failed speed metal band.
Somebody left a cone.
You knew damn well when you dropped that CD, nobody gonna want to buy it.
And put it right here in this here building for the low, low price of $10.99 a month. You can't beat that. Hell, you can't beat a kid in Africa for that. You can't stop me. I can only be contained. Nobody can slow me down. Throwing shit all over the place. Don't matter to me. I don't give a damn what it is. Bring it on.
Go ahead and give me a call or find me on them internets at www.jonesbigasstruckrentalandstorage.com. That's J-O-N-E-S, bigasstruckrentalsandstorage.com.
Rebound, rebound, watch out. Slow post,
Okay, and we're back. Justin Nigger from the forums of chipout.com is with us tonight. And Bert and I decided we were going to give him the honors of reading the next love letter.
Okay, we have a Jesse Jackson fan, 1974. What's up, honkies? I thought I would take a break from fucking your white sister and mother in the ass and sign on to this forum. I figured we could compare experiences, because I'm willing to bet you guys have fucked them just as much as I have. What's going on here, crackers?
Nice.
believe it or not, you know, it, of all the love letters we get into the forum per day, which is about 10 per day, this is typical of what we get with Jesse Jackson fan. He blames us for being incestuous. They blame us for fucking our sisters and living in trailer parks and being honkies. And,
at least he's more concise than the nigger lovers.
Yeah, yeah, they go on for page after page, don't they?
At least they get to the point.
Yeah,
the nigger lovers like to go on for long paragraphs, as I just read before. But there's another one, Justin, that you can read off for us, too.
Well, yeah. This is disgusting. I won't try to tell you to stop being such bigots, because obviously there is some chemical imbalance in your shriveled little brains that causes your irrational hatred of humanity.
Humanity? Huh?
What?
We don't hate humanity. We love all humans here on Chimp Out. We don't like hominids. We do not like Homo erectus. We do
not like niggers.
We do not like niggers. We don't accuse niggers of being human. Niggers are not human.
They are not burdened with humanity.
Yeah, we love humanity. I mean, Chimp Out is a pro-humanity site. We include all races into our little forum here. We just don't welcome niggers. But go on there, Justin.
Along with the erectile dysfunction and extra fingers...
Actually, you know, that might be a good combination, because if I had some sort of erectile dysfunction, those extra fingers could come in pretty handy.
You are the cancer that is devouring society. You are the smallpox infecting everything that is good in the world. You are brainwashed, broken, and wrong. There is nothing good about you or anything you believe in. You are the throwbacks to a time when hatred was useful. And now you're just obsolete and sad. You are feral, filthy, disease-ridden dogs guarding the only bones you have left. Mm. You are the retarded abortions of a drunk creator.
What the fuck was that? The retarded abortions of a drunk creator.
Dude, give me a tissue. So
did Reverend Manning, like, sign in or something?
I don't know.
I don't know, but I want to get that guy on the show.
This guy's a host.
We're talking to Atlas.
Give me a tissue because I'm about to cry. I'm actually feeling guilty.
I think he hurt me deep inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still thinking about that sixth finger thing.
Hell, we got an extra finger now. I mean, what other things can we be accused of?
Mm.
You want to give you an argument that you can refute to say that this black man did this for you to be logical and give you a chance to defend yourselves? You don't fucking deserve it. You goddamn fucking ignorant, hick, racist sons of bitches. Wake the fuck up if you care to, or burn in hell if you don't.
Obviously,
we have a choice at least.
I'm thinking after you read this here, Justin, that this is one of those extreme hippie Christians that you find every once in a while. I'm not dogging Christianity by any means, but there are some Christians out there that are so peaceful, nigger loving, you know, it's really quite hard to explain, but you know, they accept niggers as being human, and they procreate with them and whatever, but believe me, it's a really whacked out sect of Christianity, if it even is a sect of Christianity. But yeah,
well, niggers are always trying to, if they can't muddick you, they're trying to mud church you.
My church, you know, yeah, exactly. You summed that up much better than
who's going to take moral advice from a filthy nigger? I mean, seriously. You know,
a guilty nigger lover.
I guess so. How much guilt can you have before you actually lose all sense of reality and come to a filthy nigger for advice on how to live your life?
We see the nigger churches on TV. I mean, they look pretty entertaining with the monkeys just jumping around and
clapping their hands, singing,
and their fans.
Yeah,
just like those ant fans too. You know, it's like a parting gift. Door prizes.
What, those little hand fans? Is that what you're talking about? Yeah.
You always see those in nigger churches, because I guess they're too cheap to buy air conditioning. Yeah. They didn't pay the electric bill.
Well, they should. If it's a nigger church, they should hand out fly swatters.
Well, there's an old joke. I mean, why is there a pile of shit in the corner of every nigger wedding to keep the flies off the bride? You know. But I will read the last love letter for this edition of Chimp Out Radio, and we will move on. I am back and still hate crackos. So this guy signed in also, and he did this as an intro post instead of the guest forum. And I guess us nigs, quote, or a lot, oh God, this is terrible, are a lot smarter than you think. You are so ignorant and such a moron. You are a waste to human society. And he put human in caps. But, you know, keep emphasizing humanity, you know. Racist people are so quick to say we are not welcomed here. But, hell, we didn't ask to come here. Then why did you sign up? Let me read that again. Excuse me. Racist people are so quick to say that we are not welcome here, meaning Chimp Out, but hell, we did not ask to come here. once again, why did you sign up? Believe me, you know, it would be a lot, it would be a hell of a lot easier if they just didn't bother with us, but it's so hilarious what they write on, write to us on a daily basis. We really have to mention them here. This one's a particular overachiever here.
It's almost like they feel obligated to come to Chimp Out and mess with us.
Hell yeah, I mean, it's not like, it's not like, you know, we even had one, fuck this one, you know, I'm done reading it, but we even had one who was like a half-groid who signed up and begged us to be a member, saying that it was a half-nigger, but hated niggers as much as we did. So I guess this half-groid was somehow superior to other niggers and wanted to be a member of Chimp Out. Needless to say, this half-groid was banned right quick.
I remember that guy. He thought he was a better nigger hater than we were.
Yeah. I'll never forget.
What's funny is he might have actually hated niggers even more than we do.
Oh, I would believe it, yeah. But, you know, we have a strict rule where we don't have niggers as members, so...
Right. We don't even have them as pets.
Well, maybe Luther.
Well, Luther.
Yeah.
Has he had his shots, by the way?
I doubt it.
Has he been
it.
To the vet lately? Because, yeah,
I'm sure they sprayed him down and deliced him.
If we could just get him fixed, we'd be fine. You know, because that way they don't spray as much, I hear.
Well, you know, if we got Luther fixed, you know, he'd probably just start robbing people instead.
Well, I can tell by the music it's time to end episode 21 of Chimp Out Radio. We'd like to thank Justin Nigger for joining us tonight.
No problem. Glad to be here.
And little old me.
Oh, yeah, and some guy named Birdman.
Yeah, whoever the hell he is.
That guy.
Thank you, Justin, once again. Thank you, DJ, for hosting the show. And don't forget to go on chimptube.tv to watch all your favorite nigger-hating videos.
Yes, and don't forget to check out the Evidence Locker on chimpout.com, where you can buy your very own DJ and Birdman Chimp Out Radio coffee mug and support chimpout.com. DJ and Birdman would also like to thank all the admins, trustees, and moderators for their submissions to this week's top 10 list. And a very special thanks to Nutnice for joining us tonight and reading that off for us. Don't forget to log in 2 weeks from now for the very special Halloween edition of Chimp Out Radio, where DJ is on location in Detroit in the actual haunted house built in 1908. We will be interviewing some real Ghostbusters, and we've got some amazing stories to tell. Chimp Out Radio would also like to thank the thousands of champions who made Chimp Out Radio what it is today. So be proud of yourselves, humans. And don't take any shit from any niggers. See you in 2 weeks.